T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're joined live on the line by Ryan Burrow. A little bit more being learned, it seems like, every single week about the Boeing 737 MAX jets and the reason they've been grounded for some time, and Boeing stock taking a big hit to really the surprise of no one, Ryan.
Yeah, Boeing announced yesterday that recertification and reactivization of the grounded 737 MAX probably won't happen until mid-summer. So stocks dropped off about 5.5%. Trading was actually halted. It was restarted yesterday afternoon, picked up a little bit in the afternoon, finishing the day down about 3%. Boeing stock has been down about 25% since that second crash in 2019 of the 737 MAX. So this morning on CNBC, President Trump was asked about Boeing. He called it a big disappointment, the company that is. This has also been the same week that Boeing officially halted production of the 737 MAX. Initially, the suppliers who provide the equipment and everything that is assembled for the Boeing 737 were informed that it could be much longer than the 60 days they were anticipating to be off the job. So, the halting of production obviously slows down a lot, and even Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin thinks that this could cost a half a point in the economy growth just because production of the 737 has been halted.
You know, it means that airlines will have to start another peak summer season without the MAX. How have the airlines been doing without it up until now?
Not good. They've had to cancel tens of thousands of flights. We know that United and Southwest and American have already pushed back flights even before this announcement to the summer. They were hoping that maybe by late spring, but we're now pushing back any use of these 737s until at least June. And so, Delta's actually come out pretty well because they don't use the 737. They actually gave all of their employees big bonuses because they've been doing just fine. But, it's been a struggle for the airline industry. And now dealing with the coronavirus, you throw that on top, that's another struggle they're dealing with. And you've got some big problems headed into this summer flying season.
All right, Ryan, thanks. It's Ryan Burrow joining us live with the latest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.